So everybody, good evening. The Secretary General, as you know, is on his way to France shortly, but obviously we've just in the last few moments heard the news from South Africa, and so the Secretary General was extremely keen to come immediately to speak to you. So I give the floor to the Secretary General.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity. As spokesperson said, that I'm just going to the airport to go to Paris to attend Africa Security Summit meeting in Paris. When I heard this very sad news of President Mandela's passing, I thought that I would say in person something on behalf of the United Nations. I'm profoundly saddened by the passing of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was a giant for justice and a down-to-earth human inspiration. Many around the world were greatly influenced by his selfless struggle for human dignity, equality, and freedom. He touched our lives in deeply personal ways. At the same time, no one did more in our time to advance the values and aspirations of the United Nations. Nelson Mandela showed what is possible for our world and within each one of us if we believe, dream, and work together for justice and humanity. His moral force was decisive in dismantling the system of apartheid. Remarkably, he emerged from 27 years of detention without rancor, determined to build a new South Africa based on dialogue and reconciliation. I was privileged to meet Nelson Mandela in February 2009. When I thanked him for his life's work, he insisted the credit belonged to others. I will never forget his selflessness and deep sense of shared purpose. On behalf of the United Nations, I extend my deepest condolences to Nelson Mandela's family, the people of South Africa, and indeed our global family. Let us continue each day to be inspired by Nelson Mandela's lifelong example to keep working for a better and more just world. Thank you.
So the Secretary General has a time for two questions. Sherwin.
Secretary General, could you recall perhaps your first encounter or the various encounters you might have had with Nelson Mandela? What was that like on a personal level for you?
When I met him in his residence, I was deeply touched and moved and inspired by what he said. When I praised him for his lifelong contribution and struggle to end apartheid, he said that, no, it's not only me. There are hundreds of known, unknown people who have contributed to the ending of apartheid. I was so touched. It stuck to me since then. It was a sense of human decency, such a humility and humbleness, such a great man of the world who was saying that it was not only him. Then there were known and unknown hundreds of people. He repeated two, three times. Then I again, in the course of my dialogue, I told him, well, President Mandela, we are grateful for your contribution, for lifelong contribution to make this world just and to end apartheid. He said again, repeated same thing. No, it's not only me. There are hundreds of unknown, known and unknown people who made this happen. That was a moment of deep inspiration for me. This is I'm still keeping. And I've been speaking to many of our colleagues. Look, this is what such a great man said. This is a real sense of human decency and humility. And I'm deeply grateful for what he has left during his lifetime to make this world just and fair and equal for everybody. Thank you.
One last question. Could you use the microphone, please, Lou?
Thanks, Mr. Secretary General. On behalf of the UN Correspondents Association, we appreciate you taking the time to come speak to us. Is there any single message that Nelson Mandela has made throughout the years that rung particularly true with you and that you think applies today in Africa and throughout the rest of the world? Because one of the things that he often said was that the whole cause of freedom was still a work in progress.
Africa and many countries in the world during last century and many centuries before have suffered from this colonial rule and abuse and violation of human rights and human dignity. Only because of such a great man like Nelson Mandela is possible that the particular people in Africa and elsewhere are able to enjoy freedom and human dignity. But I'm still very much humbled. If we think the current state of the world, where still many people, particularly vulnerable group of people, women and girls, particularly in conflict areas, whose human rights are totally abused and violated, we have to learn the wisdom and determinations and commitment of President Mandela to make this world better for all. That is why I really wanted to express my deepest admiration and respect to President Mandela and people of South Africa and all people of Africa. And thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.